The other day, my sweet little sissy Bella posed a question to me. She wondered if giantesses like playing with sissies. My response? Of course we do. I mean, after all, a sissy is just a pretty plaything to dress up and order around. What could be more fun than that? So, Bella shared with me a very naughty, creative fantasy that I have spun into a delightful erotic story. "What are we going to do today, mistress?" squeaked my little sissy as we lounged on my bed one lazy Sunday morning. Having endured quite a long night of torments, I had decided that my teeny sissy Bella deserved to have the rare privilege of sharing my bed with me while I enjoyed my morning coffee and breakfast. After all, it is quite a task for a little sissy to prepare such a wonderful meal every morning for her giantess. Delicious sweet potato pancakes with rich maple syrup, crunchy salty bacon, and piping hot coffee sweetened to perfection. Lucky for her, she has a whole team of teeny slaves helping her out in the kitchen. But for now, it was just Bella and I on the bed. I leaned back against the fluffy pillows, enjoying the last sips of my coffee while I watched Bella hop around on the bed, navigating the crumpled sheets. Every now and then, she would look back at her naked goddess with such a look of devotion and admiration. She was naked too, of course, except for the stainless steel clitty cage that she is always wearing. She eventually settled down in between the pages of a book that was laying open on the bed. I watched as she bent her knees and locked her ankles together. She was absorbed with the words on the page and had no idea that I was staring right at that adorable little bottom, wondering how pink it would turn if I gave it a couple quick smacks with the back of my spoon. "Bella, how would you like to go to the bookstore with me?" She turned her head, and her smile was all I needed to know the answer. Silly little sissy. Clearly, she had no idea what type of bookstore I had in mind. "Now don't forget, return tomorrow to hear part two. Find out all about Bella's adventures at the bookstore."